This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Power Hour starts 20 minutes from now, featuring all our bets for tonight, including Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final with the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Colorado Avalanche. But right now, we didn't get to hear from him on a terrific Tuesday. We're happy that he's joining us now on a wonderful Wednesday. Our pal, pro golf better, host of the For Profit Podcast, which we urge all our listeners and viewers to check out. JMS comes on our show all the time. Please support him by checking out his show, the For Profit Podcast, and follow him on Twitter at JMSJD, the great James Mazzola. JMS, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Ken. Happy travel. Week.
Absolutely. What's going on, guys? Great field this week coming off the U.S. Open. Everyone's making the trip, I guess, up. I'm not really sure where it is geography-wise, but a close proximity to last week's event, so we're getting a nice field before heading over the pond to get ready for the British.
It's in my neck of the woods, James. Cromwell, Connecticut. I actually have gone to this tournament like a bunch of times. ESPN gets like passes and stuff for it. Had a little hospitality tent sometimes. Chris Berman used to play in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. I have a bunch of stories about that. Maybe I'll tell a story in the Power Hour about the worst golf shot I ever saw at the Pro-Am and who hit it, which actually be. So thank you for the inspiration. Let me ask you one live question. We won't ask you as many as we did the last time. We had you on when it was like a new thing and a lot of crazy stuff was happening. Koepka goes. I mean, Abe Anser goes, if we even want to talk about that. What did you make of Koepka defecting, if you want to put it that way? Do you think we're going to get other announcements this week or next week?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't very surprised. I think he if any of these golfers, kind of lives a pretty lavish lifestyle, if you will, if you follow him on social media. That can get expensive. So when you're offered millions of dollars to go play a sport that you already play, that's fine. A guy who doesn't like to play often anyways, because he's always hurt. I'm not making a big deal of this. I actually don't really care. It gives me another thing to bet on. So if anything, I'm pro live. And if it makes the PGA Tour change some things, finally, one of the most, just ancient kind of sporting leagues that we have in terms of their offerings and their golf tournaments, this probably could be a good thing. So I'm pro live. I don't know. It gives me something to bet on. And more guys want to go shake things up, more power to them. Go get that cash.
That's what I've been saying it the whole time. Like, more things to bet on sounds really awesome. Now, hopefully, like, it just kind of keeps staying in this trajectory and it's not like cutting the knees out of the PGA, like legs out of the PGA entirely. We'll see what happens. In any event, we got a tournament coming up this weekend in Ken's neck of the woods, TPC River Highlands. Before we get to the odds boards, JMS, just your analysis of the course, the metrics that you're looking at when you're going to make some bets.
Yeah, absolutely. River Highlands, the course that we see every year in the rotation, have been here for a long time, so we have a really good idea how this course will play. It's a par 70, two par fives, pretty gettable. Small short course, 6,800 yards, which, these are the kind of courses that bring everyone into play. You have some bombers who have been successful here. You have the short guys who have been successful here. Really makes it a fun golf course to handicap. Pretty wide fairways, but once you get outside the fairways, there is some trouble. Going to need to obviously putt well on these pull-up bent mixed greens. But we see some great champions. The crazy part about this, and I'm pretty sure it's fluke. It's just kind of a thing that's happened, but for whatever reason, there's been a lot of playoffs here, right? We remember last year, English and I believe it was Hickok played like 8 playoff holes before finishing it off. So, we're looking at a golf course that we've seen and a field that, is really strong for this event.
James, for the second consecutive event, Rory is the favorite. I was a little surprised he was the favorite over like Scheffler, for example, at the U.S. Open. It's a tiny price difference, so they're basically all the same. But Rory's the favorite again this week. Maybe just a comment on kind of like how you're treating him in this tournament. You look at like last 5 tournaments, last 10, just like nobody better, basically. It's him and Scheffler kind of alongside each other. I mean, he gained like 8 strokes putting last week. I mean, just like insane numbers recently for Rory. I know he didn't win last week, but he's been in contention basically every tournament last couple months. How are you treating him specifically in kind of like a weird tournament? Like you mentioned, shorter, not a major, maybe not as important placed on it. Are you betting on or against Rory? How are you treating him?
Yeah, you know, funny thing is, I think this course is going to play pretty much the same, very similar to what we saw at the RBC just a couple weeks ago, that he just basically destroyed the field, six strokes game putting, over 11 strokes ball striking en route to, well, it's a fun tournament, but a good win. You know, it's interesting, he's the betting favorite, but he's also even money to Scheffler's minus 120 if you want to bet that in the full tournament head-to-head market. So I think that market is a little sharper, and I think that's actually what it should be. I think Scheffler is a better golfer at this point in their career, but, I mean, by percentages, right? We're talking even money, minus 120. We're looking at like 3% right there, right? So that's pretty much nothing. And I mean, he should be the favorite. I mean, the guy's playing insane golf, but this is a good field, and I think him and Scheffler are having so much of the market. I think that's giving us some good value in both the upper middle and the middle tiers in the golf tournament that has been won by a lot of more random-ish kind of golfers. So a golf course that's short takes away the real power of those guys, right? It brings in a lot of guys in play. So I'm not making them that big of a favorite. I'll be pretty much just staying away and watching those two guys for sure.
Hit us with some of those guys you referenced.
Yeah, I'm interested in your boy Smith. Are we back on the train?
Oh, yeah. We never left.
Hey, choo-choo, then. Here we go. No, he's hitting it like he hit it when he was one of the best golfers in the world. I mean, we're looking at these ball striking numbers are absolutely insane, both with the driver, which is where he really struggled when he was struggling, and the approach situation. Now, I went and looked back, and I'm like, what was he doing back when he was like real pure Smith? Everyone wants to call him the best putter, and he was really good putting at one time. But even before that, he was like number one tee to green guy, even before he became the best putter. And when he became the best putter, he lost the rest of that tee to green. He's come back to his real roots here. 20-1. I mean, what's the difference between him, Cantlay, and Xander at this point? And he's actually, you can grab him at a little higher than both those. He has a win this year. He's got a bunch of top 10. I just make him as the third favorite. So getting him, behind those guys, I'm thinking that's going to be a shot I'm going to take.
Anybody else, James, further down? So I just look at a couple names. I've definitely heard, I know a lot of people bet Mito Pereira before what happened at the PGA Championship, and a lot of people had him in the PGA Championship. I've heard a lot of like people back on him this week. He's 45-1 at Bet Rivers, like so in that kind of 50 range, a little bit further down. Aaron Wise has been like on a crazy run the last few weeks. He's in that range. So it's a kind of interesting names and like some recent results last couple of weeks where I think people are starting to, even casual golf fans, people who only watch majors, starting to like kind of learn more about these guys and learn who they are, and they're all kind of in form. Anybody a little bit further down outright wise?
Yeah, it's interesting that, because the two guys are drawing so much of the market, there is just a ton of guys in that like 30 to 55 range that I'm super interested in. Mito being one of them. The one thing about Mito is, his ball striking is actually supreme. The guy literally, since his beginning of coming on tour, he's been gaining in both the driving and on approach. The putter can get a little tricky, but when he is putting well, he's going to be right there. So that's a bet I have made at 50-1. And let's just stick with the theme. I mean, Jaakko Niemann, his countryman from Chile, is a better golfer, is a guy with multiple wins on tour, a guy you can get 30-1, gained well over 11 strokes ball striking at the Memorial. And the thing I like about Jaakko is that he has been gaining two or more strokes putting every single week for the last 5 weeks. So, and that's really what his part of the game. If his putter is on, this guy can go as low as anyone. And we saw that at Riviera already this year. A lot of guys actually like this as a little bit of a comp course to Riv. So I think Jaakko and Mito, you just stick with Chile, and you got two guys who I expect to be there come down the stretch on Sunday.
You bet BetQL Network. Nick and Ken, wonderful Wednesday, talking the Travelers Championship with James Mazzola of the For Profit Podcast on Twitter at JMazJD. JMaz, what about head-to-heads?
Yeah, absolutely. So we spoke about Rory. I'm actually going to back Rory in a head-to-head over Patrick Cantlay. You're getting that minus 115. That should be a lot higher. It should be more like minus 120, minus 125. So we're going to get a little value there. We talked about Rory. We know he's that. Cantlay, on the other hand, is a guy that I love to fade coming off a tournament. He very rarely plays back-to-back. Guy with a long history of injuries, actually delayed his start on tour because he had a huge back issue, and he does not play a lot. And there's also a lot of rumors surrounding him going over to live. And so, that's certainly would be a distraction for me. You're getting Rory at a 115. I think that should be a lot higher. And then my guy, Denny McCarthy, University of Washington alum, go Dogs. over Webb Simpson, and you can hit that plus 120. McCarthy is the best putter on tour. He is shorter than I am. I probably hit it by him, I swear. And so on a golf course where it's only 6,800 yards, that fits his game perfect. I like him outright as well at 60-1. Webb Simpson, a guy who has a series of injuries this year, playing that back-to-back, kind of that same theme as Cantlay, and hasn't played well. That should be a pick 'em to me, and you're getting a plus 118 to plus 120. So those are the two full tournament head-to-heads that I've bet already.
James, a couple minutes left, and Denny McCarthy also, if, you know, people remember, had that a great final round at the U.S. Open last weekend. Obviously, had played great before that too, but like got in the mix, finished top 10. I think his top 10 odds were crazy in that tournament. So we, again, only a couple minutes left. We've done head-to-heads. I kind of frame this question differently every week, but usually it's about this way. Like a golfer that we probably haven't heard of, like you mentioned, like Kramer Hickok is the guy who almost beat Harris English in that playoff last year. He would be a guy who would qualify. Like maybe casual fans don't know who he is. This tournament produces
Alfred's
a ton
grandson.
Of those guys. Yeah, you know. Right. Yes. The birds. A guy that maybe we haven't heard of, or like casual golf fans haven't heard of, who could have a big performance in this tournament. Not going to win probably, but like going to be on the first couple pages of the leaderboard. We got about like 60 to 90 seconds to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I got one for you. Lanto Griffin. You're seeing him at 100 something to one. I think he can absolutely compete here. Awesome, awesome ball striker and a wonderful putter, and that's what we're looking for. A guy who actually has a win on tour, so it's not like this would be, you know, his first time. He won the Houston Open back in 19. And you know, I always like to back those guys. He's had a little taste of victory. And more importantly, you can bet him top 20. He's a long shot to win it, but you can get him in a matchup in a first round head to head versus Danny Willett, who is just playing awful golf right now, has one foot out the door, is already committed to live. I don't even know how he gets into this golf tournament. He's been so bad over the last 2 years. You're getting minus 135 with Lanto over Willett in that first round head-to-head, which I can give you because it's a Wednesday and those are out now. Usually they're not, but that's a guy I like for top 20, a little bit of a long shot, and also a single round head-to-head you can attack him with as well.
30 seconds to go. A golfer or a bet you haven't yet shared with us, we would love it here, please.
The theme Wednesday is awesome because we have first round leaders and we have tee times. So we get to attack this. I like the AM guys. I'm just an AM guy. Give me five or six of them. And you know, let's sit back the afternoon and sweat. You mentioned Mito, AM tee time, 50-1. He's an auto bet. Harold Varner is a guy who can go as low as anyone. 50-1 AM tee time auto bet. And the very last guy, Brian Harman, is in the first group out. Put some respect on Brian Harman. Has a wonderful track record here. Former winner on tour. 55-1. You might get him in the clubhouse. He's going to be the first one in the clubhouse, and he might be the last one standing at the end of the day. Brian Harman, first round leader. That's really one of my favorite bets of the day.
JMaz, we missed you yesterday, but we love having you on the show today. We sincerely appreciate it. Everyone, please support JMaz. Follow him on Twitter at JMazJD and check out his podcast. Rate, subscribe, listen to it, all that good stuff. Review, whatever. The For Profit Podcast, great sports betting podcast. I just like,
whatever.
I can't speak sometimes. JMaz, we
review, listen to it, hit play, whatever.
So take the bets, win some money, and enjoy yourself. Good luck, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good rest of your week.
James Mazzola joining us here on You Better, You Bet. I like the JMaz Wednesday spot. I know Tuesday's more ideal because it gives more time for people to listen to it, but we get right. First round leader from JMaz on Wednesday, which is good.
And first round matchups. I didn't know Danny Willett was going to the Live. Guy with a green jacket.
Yeah.
Pretty irrelevant, apparently.
Apparently he likes that color. Power Hour, Final Hour on the other side. All our bets for tonight, and we will talk some Chargers, or we won't.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.